Good morning, everyone. So guys, here's something you should know. I actually recorded this podcast a few minutes ago, and guess what? It's just wiped off. So I'll basically be repeating everything I said. I can't imagine. Okay, so here we go. This is weekend. I hope we are all enjoying our weekend. I hope we are all, you know, having fun and all. Now, we will be talking about temptation today. Yay, who is happy? Yeah, so we'll be talking about temptations. And we're not only going to be looking at it from just biblical aspect. We're going to be looking at the educational, the emotional, psychological, mental aspect. You know, there are 4 points I have on temptation. First is that temptation comes from the devil, not from God. You know, some people say, I believe God is tempting me. I believe God is tempting me. God does not tempt. God only tests us. And what is the difference between a test and temptation? A test is to build your faith in God, while a temptation basically is to draw you down. So you can guess which one is which. Test from God, temptation from the devil. Yeah, that's what you should know. God never tempts. God does not tempt, and it cannot be tempted. So God does not tempt you. So that sickness you're having is not God tempting you. No. God doesn't tempt. It tests us to build our faith. Secondly, the thing you should know is that the devil doesn't just basically tempt you. James said, you are tempted when you are drawn away by your own lust and desires. What does that mean? Your desires play a key role in what tempts you. Yes. Okay, for example, if I don't like rice and stew and I am fasting and they bring rice and stew, I won't feel tempted because I don't even like it. I don't even want it. Do you understand? But if it's something I want, let's say like lala sipo with amala and I'm fasting, it's something I love eating. When I see it, I'm tempted because it's something I want. So do we get that scenario? Basically, temptations come when we desire, those things we desire, that is what the devil uses to tempt us. What about, you can't use what somebody does not like to tempt him. If I do not like to do this, I can't be tempted to do it. So it is what you are tempted to do. And also our thoughts, the devil feeds on our thoughts and navigates it to what to tempt us. When you are thinking, oh, that lady's bombs look so nice, perhaps I could give it a tap and all. And that is when it is that thought that the devil feeds on, and then starts to introduce the thoughts of fornication and adultery to you. When you go for exam and you don't know it, and you're like, let me even cheat and ask somebody. It's on that thought. When you want to steal, lie, or anything, before you are tempted, there is a thought that comes to your mind of wanting to do that thing. There is a desire to want to do that thing. Then, before the reaction takes place. Number three is that God has made a way of escape. Isn't that nice? Can somebody shout glory? Yes. God is a loving Father, and so He has made a way of escape. So whatever temptation you find yourself, just think, there is a way of escape. You just have to figure it out, or you can ask the Holy Spirit to show you a way out. So I can remember, let me share this personal story with you. I can remember I was somewhere with a guy, and the way he was touching me, like touching my hand basically, I was feeling uncomfortable. I was feeling so uncomfortable. And I didn't want to come off as rude and be like, why would you touch me in such a way? Why? What are you doing? So something just came to my mind. And I was like, okay. I quickly stood up and said, I want to go and see somebody outside. And as I stood up and prevented something that would have otherwise happened from happening. So there is always a way of escape. So whatever temptation you find yourself in, I want you to know that God loves you so much that He has created a way of escape. Like, I remember I read a story where a woman was like, she was in an hotel and she was about to cheat on her husband, and somebody just called her from the phone and was like, your daughter is dying, you have to get home. And she quickly rushed, she and the guy were about to kiss, but she quickly rushed home. And when she got home, she found her two children, they were they were fine. And she was like, somebody called me. Now that's the way of escape. And it is nice to know that God has us in mind and loves us so much that he wouldn't just allow us to fall into temptation just like that. Number four, and the last thing you should know, is that to be tempted is not a sin, but to fall into temptation is a sin. To be tempted is not a sin, but to fall into temptation is a sin. You know, in the old times, shall I say, they were so spiritual that they believed that for you to be tempted, you are a sinner already. They condemn you a sinner already. That you are even tempted, they classify it as sin. But no, there is nowhere in the Bible that says to be tempted is a sin. But to fall into temptation is a sin. But that is not the end of the road. If you are falling into temptation at one point,